Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
When most of us watch the Oscars, we're watching the movie stars, even in the audience. But if you're a movie star on Oscars night, you're probably looking at two accountants. We're talking about the accountants from PricewaterhouseCoopers, the guys with the briefcases who hit the red carpet each year holding the ballots, the winning envelopes. We're joined by those accountants today, Rick Rosas. He's been the Oscar ballot team leader since 2001, and Brad Oltmans, who's been co-leader since 2004. So, Rick, how does one get selected for the duty of handcuffing oneself to the suitcase full of ballots?
Well, let me dispel an urban legend right away. We are not handcuffed to the ballots or the
briefcase. Dang, that was the best part of the story.
Better than being handcuffed to the briefcase, we're actually escorted individually by one of LAPD's finest for the entirety of the day, whose sole job is to protect that briefcase.
And they handcuff you?
No, they don't handcuff us. If we actually go down, their duty is to grab the briefcase and run, and hopefully we'll get help.
Has anybody ever attempted to breach your security? Is there any attempts at theft, or have any, say, gossip reporters called you up and offered you elaborate bribes?
There's never been any attempts at theft, but a few times on the red carpet, I've been asked the question, what are you going to do if I grab that briefcase out of your hands? And what I always say is, I'm not going to do anything, but the guy behind me has a gun.
You know, I understand that there's this story from 1973 where accountant Robert Ford nearly got trampled by a streaker that ran across the Oscar stage. And from what I understand, this has been the subject of accountant conferences for a good 30 years running since then. Has anything odd ever happened to you while you were performing your duties?
Nothing of the level that Bob Ford had to deal with. Although, as I recall, that year David Niven got the best line in on that whole episode.
Probably the only laugh that man will ever get in his life is by stripping off and showing his shortcomings.
That is exactly what we said. Is it a kind of a thing that, I mean, do you guys come back after the Oscars with stories of celebrities and share them among the coffee office?
Sometimes.
Okay, who's the nicest person backstage? Who's the most real person?
For me, the one that really stands out is someone I met my first year on the red carpet, and that was Julia Roberts. I just thought she was, very friendly, and she was enjoying being a presenter on the show. So it made it a lot of fun for me to meet her, hand her an envelope, and share a couple of laughs before she went on the stage.
We heard a rumor, though, that she asked you to tell her who'd won.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It was one of our former colleagues, and of course he did his job and kept a straight face throughout the whole thing.
He politely said no. And for you, who's your who's the most your favorite backstage?
For me, there's been two. The one that sometimes surprises people. The first was Julie Andrews, who was just the most gracious and charming person I'd met. She lived up to everything I would have expected out of Julie Andrews. The other was Russell Crowe.
Really?
Just really nice guy. He was fun. Kidded around a lot, and it was almost disarming because it was my first year too, and I think I'd heard a lot of the rumors around Russell Crowe, and so I had some trepidation about meeting him, and he actually ended up being great.
We've also been at the receiving end of some kidding and comments from comedians like Robin Williams and Jack Black as we've been waiting in the green room, and that's always probably the only thing that we're nervous about each year is the time that we're going to spend being the warm-up act for the comedians.
They're going to make fun of you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're like a hanging curveball to them.
Well, Brad Oltmans and Rick Rosas of PricewaterhouseCoopers, if nothing else, you've at least held up not only the honesty of the accounting profession, but also you've shown that accountants do indeed have a sense of humor. They are part of the Academy Awards ballot counting team from PricewaterhouseCoopers. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us.
Thank you.